the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hey, Doc!
Hey, Mikey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you for the DJing there. That was very...
Just doing a bit of DJing.
Yeah. So this morning we're looking at Loving Vincent.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's an animated film about Vincent van Gogh. And whether you love it or not might be debatable. It's by a Polish director.
But the lovely Isla's sixth birthday party. We had a pin the air on Vincent van Gogh.
Did you?
Game the kids.
Well, apparently
at her request. It's pretty bleak, eh? But kids all liked it. Yeah. I think most of them liked it.
So was it a partial ear or was it a full ear?
It was that ear that got cut off.
The ear, right.
No, well, actually, it wasn't. It was, I actually did it because I had to, a bit of Photoshop, cut her out, and then I had to reprint like 7 ears for them to use. And put their name on each ear. Anyway, so back to the movie. Love, just so we're all on board with Vincent van Gogh. Cut off his ear, does some good paintings. I've got a great Vincent van Gogh story before we start again,
please,
I forget. Did you hear this? Oh, this came out last week about the Trumps. Donald, yeah. And Melania requested the Guggenheim to lend, ask the Guggenheim whether they could borrow a particular Vincent van Gogh painting for the private residence. And the Guggenheim said, no.
Good.
No, you can borrow, but we do have, would you like to borrow this solid gold working toilet?
What?
No shit.
Was that?
That's the real deal story.
Was that a work of art as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, it's also at the Guggenheim.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
No president of the country, but you've got this golden toilet. Sorry, back to Loving Vincent.
Somehow
Vincent
quite fitting. Hey, maybe Donald sort of saw some of his hair in relation to some of Vincent van Gogh's paintings.
Yeah, there's gold and then there's rusty.
That golden sort of rusty hair that some of Vincent paints or painted.
I just think it's blonde but with a bit of blowback from the spray tan.
Right, that's probably what caused it.
Yeah.
Not that it's not knitted into his scalp or something. So this is a film that's historically quite inaccurate. However, apparently Vincent van Gogh actually cut off his whole ear, not a part of it. We're often led to believe that he cut off just the top of it, but apparently
in the game at the 6-year-old's birthday party, we used the whole ear, so it shows we're astute.
Yeah. At a game at a hen's party I was at a fortnight ago, except it wasn't an ear.
I think that's that little bit of silence is.
Oh, no, what I was going for was actually a.
Sure.
God. How was the hens?
Rugged.
Who won?
Sorry, Maria.
What did you win?
I did win that particular game, actually. As you were.
Yeah, so aside from castrating body parts, Vincent van Gogh, of course, painted over 800 works, which is actually, it's not that many in a way, but he did have quite a full-on sort of life. And, the way he saw light was really particular. He painted it quite literally, like coloured shadows and things like that. So, where you see the shadows that are painted a luminous colour in Vincent van Gogh works, it's because he was actually seeing colour and shadow, which is one of his
lucky
big things.
Lucky or not? I suppose maybe not, because it was the ear and that. But that was a broken heart, wasn't it?
Well, he had quite a few sort of mental health issues.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is an animated version. They've taken all of the Vincent van Gogh works and reconstructed them using approximately 125 artists who have repainted them, and they put it all together.
So when you say animated, you mean animated by painters? What?
Yeah,
so painters animating paintings.
Correct, and it's been rotoscoped. It's kind of a blend of two animation styles.
That's from Rotorua?
It's sort of, it's nothing to do with Rotorua, but... But the whole rotoscoping film, is just about using
the whole film. Film looks like
sorry, I just want to go back to Maria just telling me about what rotoscoping is.
But the whole film looks like it's a Van Gogh painting.
It does, yes, but it's moving.
Right.
And pieces have been added.
It's just like A Scanner Darkly. Seen that movie?
It's a little bit like A Scanner Darkly. Yeah,
actually, that's cool. I really love that. Love that film. It's a great film.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing film, that one. Rotoscoping is where you transfer an image from a live action into another film sequence using a rotoscope.
Right on.
No, the director of this film is Dorita Kobyla, and it's a Polish production that was funded a lot through Poland.
Polish animation,
yeah. Oh. And it's
artists from all around the world, apparently, yeah?
Yeah,
because they needed so many. They would come and just front of a rotoscope for ages.
It cost a huge amount of money, about $30 million to make, you know, which is, you know, pretty standard, I suppose, for a European film.
We've been giving away tickets to this, to the cinema version of this.
Yeah, not to the DVD, because it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow.
Oh, there we go.
In cinemas tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. So
the previews have been happening.
And obviously you guys are going to have the DVD of it at some stage?
We will, yeah. However, the win today is the actual go to the movies and sit down and watch it.
We're not giving any tickets away, if that's what you think. Calm down. But we have been.
The 65,000 painted frames were mostly destroyed because they had to be scraped off the system. But they have got 1,000 left, and apparently 800 of them are being sold online if you want one. That was just Rob having a wee sneeze. An exhibition of...
Can you add him and sneeze it?
An exhibition of 200 of the paintings is also being put together. Unfortunately, I didn't really like this because I found it really... I'm not a massive fan of animation, full stop. However, it is historically inaccurate. They put in a love interest.
They tarred it up.
Oh, yeah, and he has all these conversations with these characters, and of course, because Vincent van Gogh painted what was around him, they sort of take quite a few liberties. And unfortunately, I think they render him really kitsch.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know that there are so many reproductions of Van Gogh stuff. It's already quite kitsch.
You've got to get bums on seats, though. You know, that's
you do.
So
got to have a narrative.
Is that what they've done there? You think to try and make it a little bit more personable and make him a bit more of a character than he already was?
But maybe he was already enough of a character. You know, he was a kind of a tragic figure.
That
could have been, you know, pushed around a bit.
And it's got some named actors in it as well, doing I guess motion captures so they can be put into rotoscoping.
That's right. Yes,
Chris O'Dowd with a beard, which is pretty funny. I'm the postman. And is Ronan as well?
That's correct, yes. Which...
Say her name, or is it Saoirse Ronan? There you go.
Yeah, no, so there are some special guest appearances. Helen McCrory, Jerome Flynn.
It is Saoirse. I'm sorry. Sorry if you are Irish.
True. So this has received fairly mixed reviews. However, it's a visual spectacle. If you're into animation and rotoscoping and mixing it up and actually taking live action into paintings, then putting it back into the system, it's an interesting
idea.
It can be quite
inspiring to go to something like this. Because sometimes you can get caught up in what cinema can be and what...
It reminds you of the
parameters, you know, like how far you can go and do certain things and how... You know, people will go along and see certain other things, you know.
And, you know, I'm absolutely a fan of, like, layering techniques upon techniques, you know, so that it actually, like, busts open into something quite new. And I think
I'm a big fan of that too, Maria.
Good, Mikey. And this certainly does that, even though the end result for me wasn't entirely satisfying. It will be very interesting for some people.
Which brings me back to someone's text message they sent here just after I was talking about the Foo Fighters there. They're going, why so upset? Just another average band in an average time in musical history. Ha, Foo Fighters, what a joke. Like you say, not really my cup of tea, but 50,000 people really enjoyed it. Same reason I went to Adele, actually, because I quite like one or two of Adele's songs. I quite like one or two Foo Fighters songs, and I want to go and see what makes those 50,000 people stand out in the rain for 8 hours and see if it was everything it was supposed to be, you know?
Absolutely.
Because I'm open to that.
Yeah, snobbishly kind of closing off genres because they're not technically cool.
Exactly.
It's way more important
same.
To actually explore across
it
a
is.
Whole bunch of
you can
approaches.
Sit there or you can put on your adventure shoes and go adventuring.
Exactly.
You know, your adventure ears or your adventure eyes, you know, whichever.
Love it. That's absolutely.
And then an adventure zeppelin.
It's got adventure sub.
Why are people so down on submarines? There's been a couple of accidents on them.
They're terrifying.
Of course
they're terrifying, but they're for adventurers.
No.
Undersea adventurers.
If you go to, say, that sequence in Blue Planet 2, if you go down that deep and you spring a leak, by the time you get to the surface,
you're already dead. No, you're straight away.
Yeah.
That's why they just wear shorts and T-shirts. Down in those things.
It's just lousy.
I interviewed somebody who went down the Kermadec Trench in one of those, and he was fascinated when I said to him, just wear shorts and T-shirt, and he just goes, yeah, I've never really, in journals and stuff, never really thought about that, actually.
The appropriate attire for a submarine.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to go, you're going to go. Boom. It's like same space, but spacey cold.
It'd be quite an interesting catwalk through in a submarine, wouldn't it? Do a fashion show in the submarine. And the Kermadec Trench.
Invite one person. Stream it.
Show for one. Like it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
See, this is what open-minded people talk about, listener. Yeah. Are we back on the movie yet?
Yeah. So at the age of 37, Van Gogh either killed himself or was killed. He was stabbed or he stabbed himself in the stomach and then wandered into town.
I have been stabbed in the stomach. Block, block, block. Intestines falling out. No, I wouldn't like to go to Nickelback caller. Who just said that? Someone just said it's not Van Gogh or Van Gogh.
Speaking of
Gogh, we're talking to him very shortly.
Mispronouncing.
But Van Gogh.
It's
like you're clearing your throat, like the Dutch say it. You're
Van
Gogh. Hard to say how
Van
Gogh. Van Gogh.
How would you say
Van
Gogh? Oh, putting you on the spot. Sorry.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Is it Flemish?
Clearing. Mikey. Oh, wow. Thank you, Griselda.
It's just funny, I was just texting the word phlegm yesterday.
Phlegm is a great word, isn't it?
I love how the word phlegm is spelled.
So do I.
I'm going to give away right now a double whip, a Burger Fuel whip voucher to anyone who can text, who can call me up and correctly spell the word phlegm.
See, right. Win. Lovely.
All right.
And you
Sarah
get to go to...
Sarah, write it down so I don't get it wrong. Please, thank you. 309-3879. Now win yourself two lovely brand new Burger Fuel desserts. So delicious, so delightful.
Oh, and potentially also a movie pass.
Well, do we have
any? We've been giving them away for about a fortnight. I'll go and see if we have any.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hi, caller.
Good morning. Phlem.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, caller. Thank you very much, though.
Oh, sweet.
It's quite easy to F it up, isn't it?
Phlegm.
Excuse me?
Phlegm.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sorry about that. Oh, Mark's bitter about that.
Hold on.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, radio down, sweetheart.
Hi, darling.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's it,
isn't it? God.
Yeah.
God's calling.
Yeah, that's how I spelled it, Sarah.
Phlegm.
Phlegm. What an unusual and very medical word phlegm is. Don't ask me why I was texting it, but thank you. What's your name?
It's Guy.
Hello, Guy. Stay there, we'll get your details, and you can take away these Burger Fuel whip vouchers, eh?
Oh, sweet ass. Thanks, bro.
Sweet ass. Yes, sweet ass. There we go. So the movie's coming out when, Maria?
Well, tomorrow. It's being released in cinemas.
In cinemas and
the DVD to follow.
Friends of Mad Men will have it available very soon.
They will. You can check their website too.
Thank you very much, Maria. Lovely to see you again. Okay. See you again this time next week.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Once again,